Thanks for joining us on Sample Radio. Zach Milbank here, and with me is the 2017 Macca's League Premiership coach at Sturt's, Marty Matner. And Marty, that one was oh so sweet.
Yeah, no, so close. It was a bit nerve-wracking in the last quarter there, but just proud of the group and how they stuck to it in the last quarter and were able to get over the line.
Pretty amazing finish, wasn't it? I spoke to Ben Warren off air a little bit earlier. He just said basically 2 minutes to go, you put the headset down and you're in the lap of the gods, aren't you?
Yeah, we were, but I was still yelling at the phone. it was just one of those things. Not much we could do in the box, but I guess that's why you train for so long, about those setups and structures and the game plan and what we want to do, and we're able to execute in that last quarter in the last couple of minutes.
They kept coming at you, didn't they? It seemed like a pretty handy buffer of 17 points at three-quarter time, but when they kicked those first three in that last quarter, it was game on.
Yeah, we probably, that third quarter we held on and they came at us and we were able to get stoppages and they didn't score, but the last quarter they got a few scores, so... That was probably the difference. We weren't able to quite stop their run on. And we talked about momentum. We were able to stop them and we were even, so that was probably a bonus. Last time they were able to get ahead. So, yeah, it was just one of those, it's just a real tough, hard finals game. And it's one of those ones which could have gone either way at the end, and we were just lucky to be on the right side of it.
Obviously, Corey Beard kicked that goal, put you back in front. But what about those amazing tackles on that grandstand wing, which probably almost saved the game?
Oh, definitely. I think, yeah, Pat Wilson's one, and I think there was another one, Aiden Riley in the midfield, yeah. But just, yeah, I think there was over 200 tackles and something made, 250 nearly made by both clubs. So it's one of those games that's just always going to be hard fought, contested game, and it was whoever was going to hang on the longest, I think, and we were able to just get over the line.
What about the Jack Odie medalist, Fraser Evans, outstanding on Brett Eddy, keeping him goalless?
Yeah, it's a great effort. We sort of talked about those matchups and the boys, the players have a bit of input on that and they feel who they can get the better matchup on, and we stuck and we went with it and it worked out really well. And Jack Stevens even getting back to help out was really important as well. But again, I think we could have thrown a blanket over 10 guys. We probably could have won the medal. And congratulations to Fraser on winning it. But yeah, it's just a good, really team effort.
I was going to say the whole back six, they worked so well together as a unit today because they did have to absorb a lot of pressure.
Yeah, definitely. The Port surged a few times and came at us, but we were able to hold up and get those marks and the stoppages and the repeat, and then get the ball out. And Fraser's some good long kicks as well to get the ball out to clear the area. And again, it's just been able to do those things for longer, and we're able to do it today.
I thought the midfield were outstanding, particularly in that first half. The stoppage work was really important, wasn't it? With obviously Zane Kirkwood leading the way in there, and Aiden Riley and James Battersby and Paddy Wilson.
Yeah, I think Zane's game was probably one of the best I've seen him play this year and in a long time as well. His contest of ball and tackles and pressure and just all those other things that you don't really see, but I thought he got us going in the first half. He was that leader, and that's why he's the captain of the club, because he leads by example. And his performance today was extraordinary, and you're right, the other midfielders, I thought Jack Osborne's first quarter got us going and really set us up, and it's just, I guess everyone just stood up today, and it was really important at stages. Everyone needed to play their role and they did.
You're a back-to-back premiership coach now. It's a nice ring to it.
Yeah, it does now. Just wait for it to sink in a bit more, but it's just a great thing for the club, and like I said, it's just really, really great place to be at the moment. It's a long way the club have come in the last few years, and I think now it's we're heading in the right direction in all facets, on and off the field.
The speaker being great for the club, what a fantastic couple of weeks. Obviously the under-18 Torrens Uni Cup Premiership and the reserves flag today as well.
Yeah, I mean, we don't come away from trying to be the best team in the competition, and today probably stamps that, and but also puts us in a good stead to be able to continue to do that in the future. And you're not going to be able to do that every year, but we want to be playing finals every year in every grade, and we feel like we've put everything in place both on and off the field for that to happen, and that's what we want to do, be successful every year and playing finals.
Great to share that sort of a moment today with some club legends in this room: Michael Graham, Rick Davies, Peter Motley. Fantastic. There's even Chris Threadgold standing behind you. Great to see some Sturt champions here absorbing it into.
Yeah, I think that's probably the key part of it is, Jay Cheedy was here today, I saw Ben Nelson, and those, they're great people of the club and great players of the club, and to be able to see them and see what they gone through as well, and their enjoyment of when they played and when they won premierships, especially Sheeds and that, to see it now hand over to the next group of players is really important, I think.
Pretty amazing to share it with the fans today too. Nearly 40,000 people here. It just shows the Sandfall's alive and well.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, it was pretty deafening when the anthem finished and walked off the ground. It was probably one of the loudest I've heard, non-AFL, I've heard at this ground, and it was just a massive roar, and it's great to see, 40,000 people, and I think it was pretty even today. I think it was pretty much 20,000 each for both clubs, and it was just good to see.
Yeah. Well, Marty, thank you very much for your time on Sandfall Radio. As always, congratulations on winning the 2017 Maccas League Premiership for the Sturt Football Club.
Thanks, Zach.